From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 17th. Coming up, many familiar with King's life and work say one day of service does not do justice to his legacy. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois State Police is one step closer to finalizing the enforcement rules for a controversial law that bans semi-automatic firearms and high-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
This comes 2 weeks after the deadline for people who already own these guns pre-ban to register them with the state. So far, registration numbers appear to be low. Some Republican lawmakers blame that on confusion around the rules. But State Senator Bill Cunningham says that's not a valid excuse.
The law is the law, and I think people that believe in law and order should follow the law.
The state police say they will keep the online registration portal open, but failure to register on time could result in a misdemeanor and a felony charge for each subsequent violation. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois State Senator Steve Stottleman says it's important for state laws to keep pace with the advancement of technology. That's why the Democratic lawmaker introduced a bill that would prohibit the use of electronic tracking systems to determine someone's location without their consent. That would include people who are under a no-contact order. Stottleman says the measure would apply to technology like Apple's AirTag.
People use it for many different ways to locate lost luggage, for example. But, you know, just like any good thing, there'll be bad people that'll try to find bad ways to use it.
Stottleman says law enforcement officers are now seeing these tracking devices used in cases of domestic violence. In Illinois, tracking someone's location electronically is already a criminal offense. A state task force is in the early stages of creating a cohesive history of the Underground Railroad in Illinois. Jane Carlson reports.
The Illinois Underground Railroad Task Force was formed by legislation last year. Its goal is to connect existing projects with new ones to enhance educational and tourism opportunities related to that history. Senator Jill Tracy is one of the lawmakers on the task force. Her district includes parts of West Central Illinois, where slaves passed through on their way to freedom.
Many thought that if you escaped slavery to a free state, that would be the end of it. And in fact, it wasn't. And the stories of bravery and endurance from those that were freedom seekers and those that protected them is just incredible.
Communities, descendants, and historians across the state will be asked to contribute to the project. The task force expects to deliver its findings to the governor and General Assembly later this year on how best to bring this part of the state's history to light. I'm Jane Carlson.
Volunteers helping the city of Chicago's newly arrived migrant population are applauding the decision to delay shelter evictions amid freezing cold temperatures, but wonder what's next. Mariah Wolfell reports.
Today, the city had planned to force out people who had been in migrant shelters for 60 days to make room for others. Volunteer Annie Gomberg was glad to learn the city pushed that deadline back by about a week amid freezing cold temperatures.
However, I'm not sure how much better things will be on January 22nd, and I think that it seems likely that we will continue to need to have folks in shelters.
Gomberg says the city has been slow to set up a system for people to find permanent housing. Roughly 650 people are facing the January 22nd deadline, with just 17 of them connected to rental assistance as of last Friday. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
Still to come, many familiar with King's life and work say one day of service does not do justice to his legacy. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 4 of All Creatures Great and Small for Masterpiece picks up in 1940 as Europe is engulfed in war. With Tristan on military duty, Siegfried and James enlist extra hands to help manage the practice. James contemplates his future as he grapples with the uncertainty of potentially being called into service. Members can binge all 7 new episodes and catch up on previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. All over the U.S. on Monday, groups gathered for community service projects to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But many familiar with King's life and work say one day of service does not do justice to his legacy. Esther Yunji King reports.
Last Wednesday, Theodore Herzl Elementary School on Chicago's west side was abuzz with volunteers.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 10th, and we live to serve another day.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Herzl School is mere blocks from where King temporarily lived and worked on housing and segregation issues in 1966. And volunteers were here preparing for a school beautification project. Ebony Clincy is a member of AmeriCorps, a federal volunteerism agency. She designed some of the murals that were due to be painted throughout the school.
All over the school, first, second, and third floor, you'll see different murals, different designs, all correlated to the school's mission. Generally, it'll bring some joy to the kids.
Inclement weather forced organizers to cancel the mural painting event, but it was among many service projects planned throughout the U.S. for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, in what's come to be known as a day on, not a day off. That's been the case since the mid-1990s, when Congress designated King's birthday as a national day of service.
There were those who were determined that it not become the typical commercialized American holiday.
That's Reverend Frederick Haynes. He leads the civil rights group Rainbow Push Coalition. He says those who were close to King, including his late widow Coretta Scott King and the late Congressman John Lewis, wanted to ensure the day did not turn into one where Americans just go shopping. But over time,
we have dumbed down the legacy of Dr. King by calling it a day of service, then comforting our conscience with shots of persons who are cleaning up, feeding the hungry, doing nice things.
Nice things that should not be diminished, he says, but don't fully honor King's vision.
We still have an immigration policy that is broken. We still have what is raging over in Gaza. Nothing has changed because we are so caught up in doing something nice for a moment that we don't deal with changing the world for a lifetime.
Lerone Martin leads Stanford University's Martin Luther King Jr. Research and Education Institute.
If we're to engage in service in the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., I think first and foremost, we have to know that legacy.
He says MLK's ideas were, and still are, considered radical. For example, his unpopular stance against the Vietnam War, his support for a universal basic income, and his view that racism hurts both victims and perpetrators alike.
Many people saw his ideas as dangerous. And I think there's been a deliberate effort by some to take some of his words out of context and try to bend them towards the status quo.
Martin says the day of service should contribute to dismantling what MLK called the three evils of society.
Racism, poverty, and war.
He says taking part in a community cleanup or volunteering at a soup kitchen does reflect part of King's ideals, but learning about his beliefs and activism throughout the year are needed as well. For NPR News, I'm Esther Yunji Kang in Chicago.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 26 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jane Carlson, Mariah Wolfell, and Esther Yunji Kang. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.